Now, we are faced here with an enormous problem. The problem is that it says in the Torah, Al pi advorim ha'ele korati imochem bris. On the basis of these words have I made a covenant with you, God says. So the Gemara darshans, Al pi advorim ha'ele, the word pi meaning mouth. So dvorim shebal peh iatora shoy lekosvon. The Torah shebal peh, you are not allowed to write. The Torah that is written, you're not allowed to say it by heart. The Baal Korin Shul has to read every word from the Torah. We can't say it by heart. And there are those that even go to the extent that they do not quote a pasuk of the Chumash unless they read it from the Chumash. So the written law has to remain written. The oral law has to be oral. So how did he take the oral law and write it? So Rav Meir wrote it, but he didn't write it to be publicized. He wrote it for his own notes, so to speak, or for his students' notes. But Rav Yudah Hanasi consciously took it and wrote it for public consumption. That became the basic book of study. Because the Talmud, the Gemara, which follows the Mishnah, is the discussion of the rabbis regarding the Mishnah, how to explain what the Mishnah meant. The Mishnah is written in a very concise and sometimes cryptic style, and in order to develop the whole point, that's what the Talmud is. But how did he write it? Who gave him permission to write it? So here we have a famous interpretation of one of the psukim in Tehillim, Eis lasos la'ashem heferu torasecha, that it is the time to do something on behalf of God, heferu torasecha. So the simple explanation, heferu torasecha, because your Torah has been desecrated, so therefore it's a time to do for God. But the Talmud interprets it that at a time when the Jewish people are threatened with going under, so heferu torasecha, we can somehow even go against the Torah in order to save the Torah. Now, if you'll think about it, you'll see what a dangerous concept that is. Because if you take that concept to its illogical conclusion, you can do anything. And that has happened many times in Jewish history, that in order to save the Torah has been destroyed by people who have changed it. The greatness of Rabbi Yudah Hanasi and of his generation was that they violated the rule in order to save the Torah, and they were right. In heaven they agreed with them that they were right. That is, stood the test of time. Whereas all the other later attempts have not withstood the test of time. When you do it, you don't know whether how the test of time is going to look. In hindsight, you can look back and say, right, wrong, good, bad. And at the moment it happens, it's not an easy decision. And Rav Yudah Hanasi undertook that decision upon himself, that great decision. And he composed for us this great work, the six volumes of the Mishnah, Shisha Sidrei Mishnah. First, let's just talk about the organization of the Mishnah just for a moment. The first volume deals with the halachas of Zroim, with the agricultural laws and the laws of food. The second volume deals with Moed, the halachas of Shabbos and Yontif. The third deals with Noshim, the laws pertaining to women, and laws of marriage and divorce. The fourth section is Nizikin, which deals with monetary matters and matters of damages, of torts, matters of business. The fifth section is Kodshim, which are the laws of the Beis HaMikdash and of the Korbanos. The sixth section is Taharos, which deals with the laws of purity and defilement. Those are the six sections. The rabbis give us an acrostic for it, Zman Nokat. Zion, Mem, Nun, Nun, Kuf, Tes, Zman, Nokat. Those are the six sections. And that's what Shas stands for. Shas, Shin, Samach, stands for Shisha Sidre, the sixth story. Now, Shas has come to include the Talmud as well.